Tabu, can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. It's not a bad line, Tabu. We've got about three minutes. So I'm sorry, Tabu, going to be very brief, but it's lovely to hear. First off, Tabu, last time we spoke, you were going to go to talk to the police, helping them with their inquiries because reports you'd made about violence and protests, which maybe was carried out not by the protesters but by the authorities. What were the results of your meetings with the police?
The police say they're still conducting the investigations. They did require of me to submit to them some documents which essentially will be self-incriminating, and I did not cooperate on that line because under the law I cannot support the police to incriminate myself in terms of the reporting and to also expose, more importantly, our sources. And I have an obligation to protect our sources for the reporting, and therefore the case is still in that state of continuing investigations.
Does this mean at some point you might once again have to meet with them, that you might end up in court?
Yes, it does mean that the file of the investigations is open, and if police get all the evidence they think they have to progress the case to court, then they will submit it to the Director of Public Prosecutions, who will advise on whether the evidence on the file is sufficient to sustain the preferred charges, and on that basis perhaps the next course of action will be determined.
Given, Tabu, that your report was about possible violence by the authorities against protesters, against civilians, have the authorities made any response to that and acknowledged that maybe they made some mistakes or did some wrong?
The President of Uganda, Yoweri Museveni, has addressed the country, I think, at least twice about the November riots and what has been done. He has promised verbally that the soldiers who, or security members of the security forces that shot at unarmed civilians who they said were victims of stray bullets should be prosecuted, but there's nothing to show that that prosecution has been effected. And the president has not given an update to the country in terms of whether or not anyone was sanctioned.
Tabu, has there been any other attempt from the authorities to interfere with your work since your coverage of those events?
Yes, the president has consistently complained about the Daily Monitor newspaper, where I am the managing editor, that it's an enemy newspaper, in his words. And I guess part of the exception he takes is our critical reporting. We have always stood by our stories because we think that the stories are factual, and that we have evidence to support them. And we take note of the president's concerns, but we also consider that we have a role to do a proper and professional journalism, despite criticisms or people who might be offended by our reporting.
Are you getting support from your readers and others in society, Tabu?
Yes, of course. The Daily Monitor is a long-term brand. Its journalism defines itself, and that there are many people who associate with the content. And I should say that I've received not just support from the readers and other quarters, but there's also been significant management support towards our journalism. As long as we keep it professional, we are accurate, we are balanced, and that we are holding power to account in a very responsible way.
Tabu, it's great to talk to you, even though it's very brief. I'm so glad you're well, so glad you're still doing your work. Thanks for joining us.
You're most welcome.
That's Tabu Bitagira, a man in Kampala, Uganda. Maybe next time. I'm so pleased we got through, and it was actually quite a good line. Maybe one day we'll be able to have a decent conversation with Tabu, because there were some other very interesting stories he wanted to discuss, but we just didn't have time there, but I thought it would be worthwhile speaking even for a few minutes just to get an update on his own professional situation. Given his profession, where he lives sometimes gets him into trouble with the authorities.